Two speeches.
I have lived long enough to know that things never remain quite the same for very long. One of the things that has not changed all that much for me is the celebration of Christmas. The birth of Jesus naturally turns our thoughts to all newborn children and what the future holds for them. The birth of a baby brings great happiness, but then the business of growing up begins. It is a process that starts within the protection and care of parents and other members of the family, including the older generation. But the pressures of modern life sometimes seem to be weakening the links which have traditionally kept us together as families and communities. As children grow up and develop their own sense of confidence and independence in the ever-changing technological environment, there is always the danger of a real divide opening up between young and old, based on unfamiliarity, ignorance, or misunderstanding. For Christians, Christmas marks the birth of our Saviour, but it is also a wonderful occasion to bring the generations together in a shared festival of peace, tolerance, and goodwill. I wish you all a very happy Christmas together.
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week, Americans across our nation gather with loved ones to give thanks for the many blessings we share. We're grateful for our friends and families who fill our lives with meaning and purpose. We're grateful to live in a land of plenty and during a time of great prosperity. And we're grateful to Almighty God for the freedom to enjoy all these gifts. Every Thanksgiving, we remember the story of the pilgrims who came to America in search of a better life and religious freedom. Much has changed in the 4 centuries since these humble settlers landed at Plymouth Rock. While they were only a shivering few, we are now a strong and growing nation of more than 300 million. And the desire for freedom that led the pilgrims to the New World still guides our nation today. Thanksgiving reminds us that the true strength of our nation is the compassion and decency of our people. And as we count our blessings, we remember that those blessings are meant to be shared. I encourage all Americans to look for a way to help those in need, from tutoring a child to working in a shelter to giving a hand to a neighbor. I thank all those Americans who volunteer this season, and Laura and I wish every American a safe and happy holiday. Thank you for listening.